This is Dr. Ali, dictating follow-up progress note. Patient name, Wilkins, Wilkin, Palestine, Palestina, Tilakatam. Date of birth, 3/2/1949. Place, Autumn Lake. Healthcare at Arlington West. Date of service, 12/22/2023. Chief complaint, a patient seen today for follow-up or multiple medical problem, including AFib and flutter, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and recent GI bleed, was admitted to the Midtown campus, required blood transfusion for severe anemia. After stabilization, patient was sent back to the facility. History of present illness is an elderly female with cognitive impairment, multiple medical problems, hypertension, anemia, peripheral vascular disease, hyperlipidemia. Hospitalization to Midtown campus for severe anemia and GI bleed. STF left leg amputation below the knee. Previous STF knee surgery. Patient was stabilized in Midtown campus after blood transfusion. She was sent back. While in the rehab, she has been doing well, but she has cognitive deficit, keep demanding to smoke, and she has been advised patch, nicotine patch. Recently, she has been agreed to take nicotine gum. Today, no headache, no dizziness, no shortness of breath, no fever, no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, patient is awake, she is alert. But forgetful, blood pressure 116 over 65, pulse 68, temperature in sample 4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%. Head, atomic normophilic, isogenic taric, no ear nasal discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, no vision, heart resonance 2 abdomen is soft, non-tender, pulse from positive, extremities left BKA. Right leg no edema, chronic skin changes, neuro is awake, alert, oriented time 1 to 2, memory is impaired, she is forgetful and disoriented. Assessment, patient has been readmitted with severe anemia, status post blood transfusion, next line status post GI bleed. Next line, peripheral vascular disease, status post left BKA, next line, hypertension, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, peripheral vascular disease, next line, is atrial fibrillation, next line, cognitive impairment, next line, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, history of PPD positive that was treated in the past, history of arthritis, history of chronic smoking, current medication, Eliquis, ELIQUIS, 2.5 milligram twice a day, DNF treatment, Q6 hours, PRN for shortness of breath, thiamine 100 mg daily, quetiapine 50 mg at bedtime, nicotine patch 21 mg daily, spironolactone 25 mg daily, vitamin A 1000 units daily, sorry, vitamin A 10,000 units, 10,000 units daily, multivitamin daily, potassium chloride 20 mg daily. and quetiapine 50 mg at night and 25 mg in the morning, atorvastatin 80 mg QPM, melatonin 3 mg at night, nifedipine XL 60 mg daily, omeprazole 20 mg daily, metoprolol XL 50 mg daily, vitamin D supplement 50,000 units weekly, Tylenol 500 mg, 2 tablets every 6 hours, PRN, Lisinopril 10 mg daily. Local skin care being done, we'll continue on our current medication. We did labs while in the rehab. A recent lab few weeks ago. A recent lab about 4 weeks ago, WBC count 8.5, hemoglobin 7.9, hematocrit 26.8, platelet 348, AST 18, B1 18, ALT less than 7, creatinine 1.06, potassium 4.6, glucose 68. On FK will continue all her current medication, will follow CBC and BMP in 1 week. Care plan discuss with the nursing staff. For all precautions, smoking cessation discuss with the patient. Thank you.